Books on Tape presents Dear Husband by Joyce Carol Oates. Read by Arthur Morey, Renee Rodman, and Lorna Raver. Part 1. Panic. Read for you by Arthur Morey. He knows this fact. It was a school bus. That unmistakable color of virulent high concentrate urine. A lumbering school bus emitting exhaust. Faulty muffler. Should be ticketed. He'd gotten trapped behind the bus in the right lane of the Chrysler Freeway headed north at about the exit for I-94. Trapped at 45 goddamned miles an hour. In disgust, he shut vent on his dashboard. What a smell. Would have turned on the AC, except he glimpsed then in the smudged rear window of the school bus, a section of which had been cranked partway open, two heifer-sized boys. Hispanic, black, wrestling together and grinning. One of them had a gun the other was trying to snatch from him. My God, he's got a... Charles spoke distractedly, in shock. He'd been preparing to shift into the left lane and pass the damned bus, but traffic in that lane of the freeway, now nearing the Hamtramck exit, was unrelenting. He'd come up dangerously close behind the bus. Beside him, Camilla glanced up sharply to see two boys struggling against the rear window, the long-barreled object that was a gun or appeared to be a gun. Without uttering a word or even a sound of alarm, distress, warning, Camilla fumbled to unbuckle her safety belt, turned to climb over the back of the seat where she fell awkwardly, scrambled then to her knees to unbuckle.